how we are as human beings. We always want to give stuff to other people. We always want to give stuff away. Instead of realizing and savoring and enjoying and celebrating the beautiful gift of love inside of us. You see, in each and every one of us as human beings, we have a very powerful and very beautiful energy. That energy is our love. That energy needs to be tapped and brought alive. So many times we are so busy and so anxious, and we're so depressed, and we're driving ourselves crazy because we're always on the run. We never take time to begin to experience the beautiful concept of personal love, to be able actually to be in love with you. Are you able to look at yourself and realize the beauty of your own personal love? Do you have a deep love for yourself? Inventory, look at yourself. Ask yourself these very simple questions. Do I see myself as somebody very beautiful? Do I look at my body? Do I honor it? Do I respect it? Can I look at myself and see the sense of who I am? What kind of an honor and a value system do I have for me? As I learn this concept, I also begin to learn the beauty of me. You see, building a personal relationship with yourself means to be able to make peace, to be able to settle things inside of you. It's such a neat concept because it means that you feel and experience the beautiful gift of serenity. You see, in the serenity prayer again, in the third part of it, we experience that concept. We experience that concept of, we talked about the courage to change the things I can. But in the last part of the prayer, we talk about the wisdom, the knowledge, to know the difference. Wisdom and knowledge is a beautiful word. And wisdom simply is common sense. Wisdom means to be able to be fully alive, to be able to know and be in touch with my personhood. In the eighth and ninth step, we learn to love ourselves. When's the last time you took the time to look at yourself? When's the last time you told yourself that you love you? When's the last time you treated yourself in a loving way? When's the last time you made time for you? When's the last time you actually worked on developing things that will help you in a most loving way? See, again, building a personal relationship is scary because it's something that we're not used to. We have to learn how to do this. And that means learning to nurture ourselves, learning to put ourselves in positive situations, learning to place ourselves around people and around circumstances that are healthy for us, learning to view ourselves from a positive perspective, learning to search and develop the positive things inside of us. See, again, it's this inventory and searching and development. And what's so beautiful about a relationship is that any relationship, I don't care if it's with somebody else or if it's with yourself, every relationship has to be worked on every day. Sometimes we just take ourselves for granted, and sometimes we beat ourselves up, and we have to learn that we don't need this in our life. And that's why it's so important in the eighth and ninth step by making amends is that no longer do I want to beat myself up. I want to experience the peace inside of me. We also learn in the eighth and ninth step how to like ourselves. See, when we talk about spirituality and we talk about the spirituality of recovery, we are simply now learning how to like ourselves, how to build that very special relationship with us. And in doing so, to begin to experience the joy of me. You know, it's amazing, but I've said this over and over again, how important it is for us to be able to look at ourselves and say, I like me. I am at peace with me. I enjoy me. See, one of the things we do a lot is we always play a game, and the game is called people pleasing. We must learn to stop trying to wait for people to accept us, to stop trying to please people. This happens a lot in the eighth and ninth step because so many times, what do? We want other people to accept us. We want other people to be at peace with us. We want other people to do the things that we want them to do. And in reality, they don't have to. If someone's angry at you and mad at you, then in reality, they can.